Lunchtime Radio. Every day, 1 to 4 with Avril. Only on Casey 107.7.
Yes, this is the sound that sets you free, and you're listening to KEC Lunch. And a lot of women events is happening here in our area, here in Drakenstein. Not only in Drakenstein, but all over South Africa and Africa and wherever there's these events that's being planned. Now, planning an event this week, this not next week, or for, and for this month, is a Women's Month event that will be organized and is planned by Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center in Bakweni, a women's sports event and a fiesta that will be happening. And with us, we have Sibute James to tell us more about what they're doing there and also tell us what they are planning for the end of this month. Sibute, welcome on Casey. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Avril. Thank you for having us. And also, I would like to say hello to all the viewers of Radio Casey, and also want to say hello to my people that are listening at the youth center in particular, and all my friends back home. Thank you for having me here again. I think this is number three. I think the next time I'll be employed. So to the station manager, please. Can have me, no problem.
I think he's also listening. Now, Sibute, tell us more about the Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center and what is it that you're doing there?
Yeah, Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center was actually founded by a couple of young people, very passionate young people from Bakweni. The objective of the center itself, of the organization itself, is to look for need and try to close that gap of that need. So there's many needs that we have. So the main priority for us is to focus on arts and recreation, most importantly sports as well, just to look at a different aspect of trying to develop the community. So we have people that are working within classrooms, so we want to work with children with outside of the classroom, trying to look at the different talents that they have. Maybe some of those talents can be a means of to an end. So that is the main idea for Isidingo, is to find a need, work towards closing the gap that has been opened by that need. So this weekend, or next weekend in particular, we are focusing on one of the needs of the community. So one of them is to improve the participation of sports within the females. So we're looking at only participating, like giving opportunity for females to participate in sports. So like in Bakweni, mostly in Bakweni, we have seen that sports has been more of a male-dominated industry. And maybe we can also look at throughout South Africa as well, but within Bakweni in particular, it's been like a mainly focused on males. Even development of sports, we're looking at the male sports, like your soccer, your rugby, your cricket, and it's mainly being driven to develop young males for them to be future sportsmen. So our aim now is to open the door for females to also get involved into the soccer, get involved into rugby, get involved into the male-dominated sports. Hence, we are starting to open that door of trying to do the sport fiesta. We call it a sport fiesta because it's not, how do I put it, like when you know when there's the full field of soccer, or maybe 11-a-side, or maybe a 15-a-side game of rugby, mostly contact, we're looking at doing a 7-a-side, maybe touch rugby, 5-a-side soccer. You know, just the small, just to get them involved in the sport, get them to have a love for the sport. So those are the two sports that we're looking at, and the other two sports would be basketball, another male-dominated sport within South Africa, also in the worldwide. You see that mostly males are in the basketball arena. And then we also want to look at the female-dominated sport, which is the netball, and that is the idea to increase the involvement of females in sports. And then the second part of the event is also a fundraiser for two females, Miranda and Timna, that was chosen by the Cape Winelands District to be involved in the under-19 and under-21 netball tournament, which will be hosted in Johannesburg in December. So it comes with all the costs. It comes with clothes, it comes with traveling, it comes with accommodation. So it's a big fund that they need to come up with in order to go on this trip. So we know some of our people, like especially in Bikwini, like the background is very disadvantaged. So we find that in the family, like they won't be able to cover that whole amount. So we are just trying to, as we said in the beginning, that looking for that need. So we found that these young two young ladies, they have a need. So we are trying to close that gap that has been opened up by that need. So hence we are doing this Women's Day Sports Fiesta, focusing on encouraging young females to be involved in sports, and also to assist these young aspiring sports stars or sports women of tomorrow to continue in that journey, and also maybe to motivate the young ones that will be part of the event to start seeing that if I'm involved in soccer, if I'm involved in netball, if I'm involved in basketball or even rugby, I have an opportunity to travel the world. So these two young girls will be traveling to Joburg in December, and we want to make sure that it is a possibility for them. So that is the in a nutshell what we do as Isitingo and what the following week has in store for us.
So that is what's going to happen. Where will it happen in
It will be taking place at the Bikwini Sports Ground, which is only the side where you have the soccer, I mean not the soccer, the rugby field, the netball and the basketball court. And then we've also requested from the municipality to utilize the tennis court where we can play a little bit of five-a-side. So that is where it will be on the rugby side of the Bikwini Sports Ground.
Time? What time will you start?
Time will be there. If there's anyone that would like to come and volunteer, we're going to be start setting up at 7 o'clock. And then anyone who wants to see, watch the games, the games will be starting at any time between 8:30 to 9 o'clock. And if there's any teams that are also still interested maybe into participating in the program of the day, we have a poster. They can text us on WhatsApp. I think SA2 and myself, we can leave the poster here so that we can share it with the people that are listening. So there is still space open if you want to register. So we also have a participation fee, which is looking at fundraising. So there's different fees, like the rugby is 50 rand, the soccer is 70 rand, the basketball is also 50 rand to register, and then the netball has different categories, which ranges from 150 rand to 300 rand, so that we can at least get some funds through the participation fee for the ladies to go.
Yeah, for the two ladies that you mentioned.
For the two ladies that I mentioned, Miranda and Timna. Mm.
I agree with you. I mean, there's a lot of focus on women. If you look at sport nowadays, the women are playing rugby, they're playing soccer, they have national teams and they have clubs and everything.
Definitely.
Just expose them to the different kind of sports, the codes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Because you find that there's many opportunities, especially for females. Like there's a Sundowns, Bikwini Sundowns, that is involved in the regional Women's League. So there's another opportunity that these girls can now go all the way to the national. So regional means they are provincial. So after this, they're going national. That's another opportunity. These two young girls, Miranda and Timna, are an example of netball. Now they have an opportunity to be chosen for the Proteas. Maybe one day you can see them playing for the SPA Proteas. So it's an opportunity for anyone. So some of us, you know, sometimes we find that we have a lack when it comes to the classroom. Then we have a talent that is God-given that no one can take away from us, that we can use to get a means to an end. So this is just us trying to motivate young people that it's not only education that can get you there. Education is important. Education is the key to success. But what if we have a lack of that? We have many of those people that lack the know-how to be involved in education. Maybe God has given you a different talent to be further up in life. So that is us maybe trying to assist where we can.
Mm. We focus on the event that you have next week. That's the Women's Day Sport Fiesta that you're going to have. And other kind of any other kind of projects regarding the arts and the other culture also? We spoke about sport, and then you mentioned something about that the center you also have.
Yeah, we're also focusing on arts and culture. So some of our future events, we're also looking at doing some numeracy and literacy competitions where we're going to be inside the classroom. And then the arts and culture aspect of it is looking at doing some choir competition, some talent shows, you know, trying to expose people to different talents, like some open days that we've done, some career days, so the children can also have the opportunity to see that there's more than just a teacher in careers. There's more than just a fireman or a policeman or a doctor or a lawyer, because those are the things that we're exposed to. So we try to expose them to many different other things that they're not used to. So that is part of what we do at the center.
And also keep them off the street.
Definitely, that's the big one, because that's why we always look at the weekends, try to have them all day at the field. By the time they go home, they're tired. Because we also had a previous event, which was a three-day event. It was a, we called that a sports festival, where we had three different sports played over 3 days. So that one was also good for us, because it kept them off the street. Even those that come and watch, their youth, even those that participate, their youth. So if they can just get off the street, maybe, you know what they say, an idle mind is a devil's playground. So we don't want to keep that, we want to keep that mind busy, so that the devil doesn't get a chance to come in.
Okay, and any contact details, how and where can we, any Facebook, social media that we can contact?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook account. It's EC Dingo Arts and Recreation Center. It's on Facebook. We also EC Dingo Arts and Recreation on Instagram and X account. We also have an X account, which is also EC Dingo Arts and Recreation Center. Contact details, they can contact myself, Sibute, on WhatsApp. It's 073-075-6676. I can repeat that, is 073-075-6676. And if there's probably someone out there who's listening that is looking to assist in terms of the event itself, they can contact me on those details that I've mentioned, the Facebook or Instagram, or direct message us. Or even if they're looking to assist the two young girls, Timna and Miranda, with any travel, accommodation, any other fees, the pocket money that they would like to support them with, we are free to have that conversation. You can just contact us on the, our different social media pages, and even direct message us via WhatsApp or even a phone call. We're very open to that one.
I'm really tempted to ask this question now. I see Isi Dingo on television. Any connection between the two?
No, there's no connection, but the word. So the word is the need. So we're not just looking to do anything. We want to, whatever we do, we must know that there's a need for it to be done. So, you know, sometimes the people have desires. I want this to happen. I want this to happen. So we're looking at just focusing on a need that is going to be very impactful, especially on the child. So we want to make a positive impact on the child. Even our slogan is a cornerstone of greatness. So we want people, whoever comes into our center, to understand that when they get out of the other door, they are great.
Mm-hmm. Anything in closing from your side?
In closing, no, just a word to say thank you very much to you, Avril. Thank you to the sound of this, or the sound that sets us free. Thank you very much for allowing us to come through. We really appreciate it. Hoping that this relationship will go a very long way. Thank you very much.
Very long way. You have to keep us updated of what your guys are doing there at the center.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely,
yeah. And we want to thank you for visiting us and explaining to us the center, what it is and what your guys are doing, and specifically the day, the special day for women. For women next week. That's the 30th.
That's the 31st of
the 31st
August,
of October, yeah.
Of August,
and that will be at the sports...
At the Mbigwini Sports Ground, which is next to the Mbigwini Fire Station, which is right behind the Mbigwini Youth Center.
Okay, thanks again, and be safe. And I will definitely make sure that I will be there next week.
Thank you very much, Avril. Enjoy the rest of the day. The listeners, the viewers, they can also enjoy the show. Thank you very much.
Avril with KC Lunch on KC 107.7.